and the Ad Council.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
On the Talk Countdown right now, Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here with his overview of the Talkers charts. That is, the top stories, the topics, if you will, the big hits from 10 to number 1, both on the issue side and the people slash personalities that are part of the whole discussion. This whole arena is a big, heavy one this week, it looks like, Michael.
Yeah, big arena. It's almost an outdoor stadium. At number 10, we have National Football League action. It gets very exciting at this time of year. And, sadly, the death of football legend and television legend Don Meredith. At number 9, Howard Stern re-signs with Sirius XM, and that's tied with the Derrico TSA flap. At number 8, we have the death of John Lennon's 30th anniversary. At number 7, the Iran nukes tied with Korean tensions. Gas prices are at 6. Healthcare reform exemptions are at 5. At number 4, Don't Ask, Don't Tell. At number 3, the Dream Act. At number 2, the tax cuts deal. And at number 1, WikiLeaks. 10 most talked about personalities. At number 10, Don Meredith. Donna Derrico at 9. Howard Stern at 8. John Lennon at 7. Harry Reid at 6. Number 5 is Mitch McConnell. 4 is a tie between Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden. Hillary Clinton at 3. Barack Obama, again at 2, and Julian Assange is number 1, I believe, for the second week in a row.
Yeah, that's unusual, as you pointed out before, that Barack Obama, usually the president, no matter what, no matter who it is the most discussed person. And one wonders how this is playing on the stage, Michael. That is, when we go through this, for those of you who may be new to this program, the concept here is to take the issues that are being discussed on the political shows, whether it's television or radio, and sort of mesh them and come up with what has been most covered or most discussed. And so in terms of political strength, the president is going to get most of the attention, and the people that are leaders of the House and the Senate, almost by default. So here's this guy who comes along who is basically responsible for upsetting lots of apple carts. And when you listen to the stridency of the people on either side, you know, there are many people who complain about the world of talk. We had the FCC heard from Reverend Al Sharpton this week with a request to have a public hearing at the FCC about the sort of hate speech that comes out of Rush Limbaugh and his ilk, so said he, not us. And then that discussion, you know, about whether or not there is too much of that on the air and what does it do? Does it solve problems, create problems? What we get down to is, what is the job of people who do this for a living? And when you are considering politics, it's pretty cut and dried. You know where most all these people are. Then all of a sudden, this Assange comes out of the woodwork, and it's hard for these guys who are used to the pat arguments, Michael, to figure out a place to go with Assange. Because, you know, a lot of people who are on both sides think he's done a good thing. By releasing all this stuff, we're more knowledgeable, and there are people on both sides who think that he's a horrible cretin and should get hung by the neck until dead.
Well, it's not a left versus right issue. It's a political issue. It's a sociological issue. And, you know, just to re-emphasize another aspect of what you said, politics is not the main focus of the stations and the shows that we cover on this program. It's news talk, and politics seems to be the major topic within news talk.
Right.
But there's more to news talk. I mean, talking about Peyton Manning coming back and having a good game this week, that's sports, but it's in the news. World Series, things of that nature, Tiger Woods love affairs, or whatever they are, that's in the news as well. So it's not that these are political shows, it's just that politics weighs so heavily.
Well, and maybe the better way of putting it is to acknowledge that what we talk about in the world of news talk, issue-oriented radio, that is sometimes considered to be political talk radio, left-right radio, is being influenced by the whole change in our culture, the focus away from all of this strident political stuff into other things that either is an escape or is part of the dialogue, the dumbing down of America, or is just a change because more younger you are, the more interested you are in that stuff.
It's just part of the bigger picture of news. It's the bigger picture of life.
But why is that picture changing?
I mean, even look, sports talk radio doesn't only talk about X's and O's. They talk about personalities. They talk about municipalities and the tax structures and how they build stadiums. Nothing is completely contained within a boundary within the world of human communication. Even music radio has that issue. Does this song fit our format? The action is always on the frontier. The action is always on the boundaries of the categories that we use for the arts or the sciences. And what you're talking about here are those fringe boundaries between what in radio we like to call formats. If formats were static and everything fit into a neat category, it'd be an easier business to run, but it certainly wouldn't be as interesting.
Yeah. I heard something that was pretty compelling this week on a talk radio program, a discussion of Julian Assange, as long as we're talking about him, and his the way the host did it was pretty clever, actually. Because Assange says that nobody's ever been harmed because of WikiLeaks. And then there was this sort of pause, and it almost sounded like Assange saying, oh, wait a minute, there were 1,300 Kenyans who were killed because of the leaks. And then he admitted a few months ago that it was because of WikiLeaks that they got killed. Now, a clever host taking this, using not only the host's words, but I've seen more and more of this, or actually heard more and more of it, where we have the television production. I don't want to get too inside, but maybe you can talk about this because this helps people to understand how stories are presented. You hear on some radio programs excerpts, clips, if you will, of the voices of those who are making the news. Some hosts decide they aren't going to use those clips. They'll tell the story themselves. Others will use the voices of those who are in the news. Which do you find in your research is the more powerful way of telling the story?
It depends on the context. It depends on the context. When you play the actual clip of somebody, that's called an actuality.
Yes.
It's more of a presentation, an expository objective presentation. But then if you come on afterward and say, wasn't that the stupidest thing you ever heard, you've now put it into a different context. There is no clear-cut, more powerful way to tell a story. It has to do with the story, the storyteller, the way in which everything is put together, the juxtaposition of elements, and the context in which it's presented. So I can't give you a simple answer to a very, very complex question about media theory, but all of these different methods are available to the presenter. For example, if you're talking about something that Obama did yesterday, you could describe it, you could explain it, you could put the spin, quote-unquote, in your own perspective and present it to your listeners the way you want, or you can enhance it by having a clip of him saying what he said and then use it appropriately. Or you could just be C-SPAN and devote your entire show to playing his speech and not have any commentary whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. Or not say anything about those who might call to comment. There is still, other than C-SPAN, you once in a while find somebody who will just take calls. All right, what's your point on this, Fred? And Fred calls and says what he wanted. Okay, thanks very much. Amy, you're next. What do you say?
That's an old-fashioned method. The reason I say it's old-fashioned is because that style was very popular in the 70s, 80s, and 90s of talk radio, when it was still a novelty to be able to get on a radio station as an average citizen and express your point of view. But today, everybody's got their own radio stations in the form of Facebook pages, Twitter.
YouTube.
Getting on the radio and expressing your point of view is not as big a deal as it used to be.
Right. All right. So if you're just joining us, Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine is here. WikiLeaks is the most talked about story on the news talk radio stations and television shows that we monitor during this past week. One of the most oft talked about personalities in American pop culture is Howard Stern. And there have been many people who have been talking about the possibility of him coming back to terrestrial radio. I know that you listed, when you did the list of the heavy 100 of all time, he was upset because Rush Limbaugh was number one.
So Howard Stern is a perennial victim. He's always complaining that the world's against him.
Right.
Talkers is against him because we only said he's the second most important radio talk show host of all time.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't good enough. He considered that an insult.
Right.
It
must have affected how he's getting paid because I think he took a $10 million pay cut a year to re-sign with Sirius. So it's probably your fault.
Yeah, it's all my fault.
Right.
But Stern's shtick Stern's shtick, and it follows everything he's done all the way to the beginning, is that somehow he is a victim, that somehow he's persecuted by the company he works for, the management of the company he works for, the rest of the industry doesn't like him, people don't like him.
But isn't that the way, that's the sort of way you get people to talk? He's very clever about all of this.
That's why I call it a shtick, as opposed to, I don't know what's inside his head. People tell me, ask me, what is he thinking? How the hell do I know? I don't even know sometimes what I'm thinking, let alone what someone like Howard Stern is thinking.
Yeah, that's always the great, don't you like the pontificators? This is what President Obama meant by blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Yeah, you know what's in the guy's head.
Even a psychologist doesn't know what the hell he's talking about, and he meaning anybody.
Right.
But I'm asked that all the time. So Stern's shtick is to be a victim. It follows in everything he does.
Yeah.
When good things happen to him, he doesn't really give credit. He just complains when things are bad for him. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you would think, oh, my gosh, Stern took a pay cut. Everybody in our business... Well, almost everybody. CEOs that had those golden parachutes.
Yeah.
Just about everybody who works for anybody in our business has taken a pay cut in the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
It's across the board. Radio and broadcasting and show business are suffering at the hands of this recession.
Same as everybody else. Some people have a pay cut for some and a haircut for others.
So Stern, you know, it's like, but he plays it very well.
Yeah.
So his thing was, you know, they're insulting me by asking me to have a pay cut. Now he says it's fair. You're damn right it's fair.
Hello. We'll take it. Thanks very much. And add a little mustard to it as you send it along.
He is one of the most blessed people.
And oh, my God.
I don't
God,
use
well,
that word often.
Yeah, he's absolutely.
Blessed
what, how often are you asked? You're doing interviews all the time. Michael Harrison is always being asked by the news media, which is mostly clueless about this format anyway, to help understand certain aspects of it. And there are often questions that come up about the best. Who's the best of this? We acknowledge that Limbaugh has changed the world of the spoken word format, brought back AM stations, all that stuff. But when people ask you, who's the best, and fill in the blank, maybe we would say in this circumstance, because somebody called this program earlier and was talking about Randy Rhodes being the best of all the liberal talkers. That's certainly, that's like, what's the best kind of cheese?
I don't deal in bests. I deal in most importance. I deal in most influential. Mm-hmm. I deal in biggest. I deal in numbers. I don't deal in best. Because best, you know, this is not the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences or the Motion Picture Academy. We don't give out Best Picture Awards. We mm-hmm. we talk in terms of impact. We talk in terms of influence. So if somebody says to me, Randy Rhodes is the best progressive host, my interpretation is Randy Rhodes is that listener's favorite progressive host. It doesn't necessarily mean she's the best. I don't know if there's a best. So you'll notice we don't say Rush Limbaugh is the best talk show host. He's clearly the most important in terms of the impact he's had on our business and the impact he has put talk radio into position of having on our society.
Yep.
And then you can talk about successful, who's the most successful. And then even then I get to, I'm a stickler. We talk about how much money they make or how many listeners they have.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to be exacting and objective. I don't get into this best stuff.
Yeah. Well, people look to you for that information, even though maybe it seems sort of self-serving sometimes. But yeah, that's it. And you continue to clarify these positions for people. And that's what makes it great, because there are more and more people paying attention to what we're doing on the radio. And that's why we have this part of the Talk Radio Countdown Show devoted to Talkers Magazine and its coverage of what's going on this past week. For example, Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers, here on the Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
From coast to coast, the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 and change after the hour. That's the time for us to sort of do a what is the old expression? Dismount, regroup, and attack from the rear. We're talking in this hour about the DREAM Act, so-called DREAM Act, which would give legality to illegals. That is, people who are brought here by their parents. They would qualify for legal residency if they have a couple of years of college under their belt or go serve Uncle Sam for a couple of years. What do you think is the right way to handle all of this stuff? Are we ever going to settle this problem? Are we ever going to fix this horrible situation? Look at what they're doing in Florida. You heard the story about how they're sort of trying to follow in the footsteps of Arizona. They have 800,000 illegal immigrants in Florida. Here from C-SPAN, Paul Orgel speaking with Daniel Stern, who's the president of American Immigration Reform, and they break down the specifics of this DREAM Act.
The DREAM Act, what is it in your view?
There has been for some time now an effort by partisans on one side of this issue to thwart immigration enforcement by whatever means necessary, and this has been going on now for a couple of decades. And at the same time they've been trying to hamstring every area of immigration enforcement, there's been this big push to promote amnesty. And it's been going on now aggressively since 2000. Having been unsuccessful in passing a mass amnesty bill, which they call comprehensive immigration reform, sponsors now led by the Democratic leadership are trying to come up with a tailored amnesty. And you can call it the so-called DREAM Act, but it's really an amnesty dressed up in its Sunday best. In this case, for a class of individuals who happen to fall within certain parameters, they feel that those parameters make the bill more appealing. But the reason why the DREAM Act is so controversial is that it's being overlaid against a template of no credibility in the executive for enforcement and a strong sense among the American people that this is not the priority Congress ought to be pursuing in a lame duck session. So the DREAM Act essentially is like a big private bill. If your viewers remember Abscam way back in the 1970s, it was about a bribery scandal involving getting a private bill through Congress. Private bills are kind of a legal form of political graft. And this is really a big private bill for a set of beneficiaries. In this case, people brought here under a certain age who have now been here for a certain period of time and who may be the sponsors claim children, but who may be now as old as 30 or 35, depending on the version. And through this dizzying array of complex versions of the bills, Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi in the waning days of the lame duck are trying to get through this very complex piece of legislation without even us seasoned Washington observers fully understanding precisely what's in the bill, what it entails, and what it means for downstream immigration numbers or policy. Nominally, what it's going to do is allow a person who checks into high school, or gets a GED equivalent, who meets certain age parameters and residency parameters to get non-immigrant or what is a temporary status. What non-immigrant is like a visitor visa kind of status, but which can be renewed indefinitely. So you can get this if you meet certain educational parameters. Get a GED, if you enroll in college, nominally designed to try to encourage people to go to school to get an education. You don't have to graduate from college, or you can enroll in the military. The idea is that you retain this conditional status. If you graduate, then you can get your green card, and then, of course, you can petition for relatives and start the chain migration phenomenon going on at a considerable cost and expense to American taxpayers. Now, look, I want to state for the record, Paul, it would be great if everybody could come here. I mean, we at FAIR would love to live in a perfect world where we had no immigration limitations. But clearly, this continues a pattern of our politicians, some politicians, not Jeff Sessions from Alabama, but some politicians who continue promising amnesty in a way that promotes further illegal immigration. And there's no question that the big objection to the DREAM Act, the so-called DREAM Act, is that it really would promote continued illegal immigration at a time when the administration is attacking the states and frankly, the American people who are trying to get this situation under control.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Tired of replacing expensive inkjet printer cartridges? Maybe it's time to replace the printer. Switch to Kodak and stop overpaying for inkjet printer ink. Because Kodak only uses fairly priced ink, you save money without having to print less. Get $70 off a new Kodak ESP 7250 printer through December 11th at Office Max. Print and prosper with Kodak.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol, resveratrol, and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from AirFiltersAndPurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling AirFiltersAndPurifiers.com. 800-499 2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
Now at 33 past the hour, the Talk Radio Review, the countdown, the focus on the so-called DREAM Act. You heard from the president of the American Immigration Reform Movement breaking down the specifics of the DREAM Act and his lack of support for it. If you were a legislator and you could vote whether you were in Florida or Arizona or any other state or whether you were in the Congress of the United States, how would you vote on this? Let's get some more feelings. It's sort of the pulse of the nation that we take here. With your calls included, 800-510-8255. Here from the radio world, Joe Pags, which is short for Pagliaroli, I think, or Pagliarini, says there's a lot more to this DREAM Act. Ah, really? Read between the lines and read the small print.
The 10 things you need to know about the DREAM Act, make sure that you don't just take the media accounts because the media is not doing a very good job on this story. The media is only reporting that the DREAM Act would offer amnesty or a path to citizenship to those who would sign up for military service or those who would go to college. The first question I had from day one was, why would I want to give somebody the benefit of citizenship and ignoring the fact that they're here illegally because they went to college and tried to benefit themselves and give themselves a better future? That was always the first question. But then I would always say, and I meant it, if you're willing to put on a uniform, military uniform, you should get a path to citizenship. That part of the DREAM Act I liked. Well, it turns out you don't have to be a military member. You can sign up for the military and not make it and still stay because you could make the case that if you were to be deported, it would be a hardship on you and your family. Well, duh. Everybody who's here illegally would say it would be a hardship to be deported. And also, the whole college deal, it's not like you have to get a degree or anything. Oh, and by the way, when it comes to the military, it's not really the military. You can sign up for any uniformed agency, like NOAA, the weather agency. And also, there are provisions in this that would allow you, as you're waiting for your path to citizenship, after filling out the application, you can't be prosecuted, you can't be looked into, you can't be investigated. And if you do get that path to citizenship, you immediately can bring in and migrate or immigrate your family members here, including your parents who brought you here illegally and violated the law, including your sisters and brothers, their kids. They all get green cards. No limitation. Just go and read it for yourself. I read all 10 of the things you need to know, written by Jeff Sessions, a Republican senator from Alabama. The 10 things you need to know about the DREAM Act. It's not what the media is reporting it is. It is blanket amnesty. That's basically what it is. It's amnesty.
Wow, what a shock. I am shocked to hear that. That would be the kind of thing that we'd be asked to vote. Aren't you shocked to hear that? Amazing. My goodness gracious me. That somebody in the service of America is going to try to screw America like that just because they think it's the right thing to do. I understand the good intentions. A lot of people I know think that these folks have come here, we ought to help them get jobs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, which is fine. It would be great if there weren't almost 10% of Americans who are out of work. And then if we had a process to make them legal, to do it the right way, that'd be fine. But amnesty? No. Thumbs down on that. What say you? 800-510-8255. There have been satellite pictures, by the way, in case you haven't heard this side of the story. And you know how there's a thing on the Internet going around now, space shots of the tallest building in the world. I think it's in Dubai. And you think you're on top of it. It's so close, taken from 249 miles out in space. And so when you hear the stories about the satellites that are around and covering pretty much every inch of ground at some point in time during every hour of every day, you are not surprised to hear that the satellite monitoring of these people coming across the border, again, something that the government doesn't seem to want you to know for whatever the reason, the numbers going across in Arizona, astounding. They go from Arizona into other places, too. They go across into Texas. And the people coming to Florida aren't coming in on the water. They're coming in Louisiana. They're coming in and they're just not, I'm sorry, not Louisiana. In New Mexico or in Arizona, California. Then they migrate over to Florida. But if there are 800,000 illegals in Florida, how many do you think there are in your state? Arkansas, Mississippi, Tennessee, wherever. And those jobs that they have are keeping Americans. Somebody came up with a suggestion earlier this week on this program. We were talking about what to do with the how to pay people minimum wage and all that stuff. Get rid of the minimum wage, and you would stop a lot of this. So how many people have you heard from that had two or three jobs? There are oftentimes, that's the case with many of these illegals. They're hard workers. And it would be great if they were Americans. We'd like to have them here. But there are plenty who are here sucking off the public teat, as they say. And so that's, I think, what the aim is, to try to stop that. Yeah, there's all kinds of reasons to stop it. It's not right. It isn't right. People say, well, you were born here by luck. Your parents, my grandparents came, let's see, my grandparents, yeah, my father's father and mother and grandmother came from Belgium and Germany. And so my father, if it were not for the fact that they came here, would have been born probably in Holland. And so then how would we have become? How would I be? I wouldn't have been born here. It wouldn't have been my mother and father getting together. Nothing, right? But that's the way it is, and it has worked out that way. So the people who are here, whether it's luck or not, let's do it right. 800-510-8255. Explain how you feel as we take your call on this review of one of the big stories, big topics, big subject matters of the week in the world of talk radio and talk television here on The Countdown.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink, so if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that, too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details. This week, wrap up your holiday shopping with great holiday savings at True Value. Get a powerful halogen work light, 500 watt, for just $14.88.
and save over 40%. Or pick up our triple toolbox set. Get three toolboxes for the price of one, only $12.97. Available at participating stores while supplies last. But you better wrap it up soon. Sale ends Saturday. True value. Start right. Start here for the holidays.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and/or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Tired of replacing expensive inkjet printer cartridges? Maybe it's time to replace the printer. Switch to Kodak and stop overpaying for inkjet printer ink. Because Kodak only uses fairly priced ink, you save money without having to print less. Get $70 off a new Kodak ESP 7250 printer through December 11th at Office Max. Print and prosper with Kodak.
800-510-8255. Let's take on the day here. Starting with Terry, who's listening on the radio in Fort Smith, Arkansas. Hello, Terry. Welcome to the program.
Hello, Mr. Stephen. How you doing?
Well, sir. And you?
Oh, I'm just, I wanted to give you my take on this.
Sure, please.
Okay. You know, you have millions of teenagers at least in this country right here now. They go out and break the law one time, and they're certifying them and making them adults and label them felons for life. And they'll never be able to join the military. They can't buy a gun. They won't be able to vote. But they only broke the law one time. What are you going to do with all the people that were born here that's only broken the law one time to get their rights taken away? And the immigration has got to be just the perfect example of the Hegelian dialectic because, you know, they're creating the problem by not enforcing the borders or not enforcing the immigration law. And that's really all I have to say.
All right. Well, you've done a good job explaining yourself. Thank you. Let's listen to Carlos for a moment here. Go ahead, sir. You're on the air now.
Yes, in regards to what's happening with the illegals, I believe that the parents that came here illegal that brought their children, I'm talking about the children that were forcefully brought here without their decision knowingly.
They were forcefully, wait a minute, that's, come on, don't, you sound silly. How do you know they were forcefully brought here? A young child that's 6 months old or a year old, that's a nonsensical statement to make.
No, it's not. I mean, if we brought slaves over, that was...
We didn't bring any slaves over. What are you talking about? We didn't bring any slaves over. The slaves were brought by traders.
Come on now.
What are you talking about?
I mean, I believe, you know, the children deserve a chance to become citizens. I mean, they were brought here forcefully.
Are you one of these, sir?
Forcefully.
Are you one of these?
Become citizens.
Children, are you one of them?
Come again?
Did you come here from, are you in this country because your parents came here, legally or illegally?
My grandparents came here illegally.
Legally or illegally?
Illegally, my grandparents, mm-hmm. But they were able to fix papers under the Ronald Reagan amnesty.
Yeah.
When he passed it back in the 80s, and my parents are now citizens.
Right.
I was born here, first generation, and now
well,
my
did
children,
your parents come here against their will? Is that what they told you?
What was that?
Did your parents come here against their will?
Yes, they were also able to fix under the Reagan amnesty.
No, you're not answering my question. Did your parents who came with your grandparents come here against their will? Did they want to stay wherever it was that they were before they came to America?
They didn't have a choice at the time. They did what their parents told them.
How old were they when they came over?
They were teenagers.
Mm-hmm. And you think they would have rather stayed back there? So they told you?
I think during the times when they came, I think it was much easier.
Easier to do what?
Now, to become citizens.
I'm going to refrain from saying what I'm thinking. It isn't. It's as easy now as it ever has been. The situation, the system hasn't changed, to the best of my knowledge. I could be wrong, but I don't think the system is much different now than it was when I was in college, let's say. But it's preposterous. Again, my opinion, your opinion, the opinion, to say as teenagers that you came here against your will, why does that justify? It's frustrating, isn't it? Okay, I'm just going to go on. Tommy, calling in from Texas with an explanation as to his thinking. Go ahead, sir.
On the DREAM Act, taking a step further than just the amnesty. Of course, I'm concerned with the it being a gift-wrapped amnesty package. But what about other heritages coming in, like maybe Taliban or Al-Qaeda operatives infiltrating the military? I mean, this Major Hassan up in Fort Hood, you know, went nuts. He is a whack terrorist. And, I mean, over the years, this could absolutely infiltrate our military and destroy it from within, give away secrets to the operatives over in the Middle East, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, it could really grow into a huge decay from within the military if they allow this. Secondly, can anybody remember Pravda? Wasn't that just a propaganda machine for the government in Russia back in the 70s? That's what our media is these days. They're just a Pravda. I mean, they're a propaganda sensationalist machine that supports the liberal government. And, you know, Nikita Khrushchev said it best. We have nothing to fear from the United States. They're going to destroy themselves from within. They'll take care of their own selves.
Well, that's a paraphrasing of what he said, yeah. But we have done a pretty good job so far of weakening ourselves. If you look around, there are a lot of people who think our fiscal health, for example, is worse than what Europe, the shape where Europe is in at the moment, or China. And it's because of things like this, where we spend all of this money for things that are not just and fair and legal. And if you look at the state of California, especially, that's a great example of how not to do it. Look at their fiscal circumstances, excuse me, and look at what people who come there illegally can do. It's just either you have a process or you don't. You don't want to have a process, you don't want to have the law. Why should anybody, and this is the old specious argument, follow the law, any law, when the laws that have been written are not being obeyed? Whatever the law, if you have a law on the books and isn't being obeyed, why have it on the books? Take it off the books. Change it. Dump it. Fix it. Gilbert is in Oklahoma wondering.
I cannot believe some of the things that I am hearing from our government. Is that either you're breaking the law or you're not. Either we have a law or you don't. These people are being rewarded for breaking the law. Now, they obviously have come from some country. And when they are talking about separating families, take them with you. More importantly, here in Tulsa, the entry-level jobs, like working at the fast food things around town, for young kids learning how to work and earn a living of some kind, is taken. You have people working at McDonald's and things that's 40 years old, Mexicans and things. And so we are rewarding them. And plus, let me say this also, is that from sitting here in Tulsa, this policy is a racist policy. No other group has been rewarded in such a fashion. I got out of the hospital a few months ago, and coming through the emergency room, it was overflowing with illegals.
Yep. That's, you see that all the time in hospitals. The hospital in the town where I live in Massachusetts, in order to get really good service, you are better off speaking Spanish than you are speaking English. And most of those people don't pay. And it's become, it's like a caricature. It's like a punchline for a joke, all of these things. and we're all getting played here. It's, if there was a mechanism to let these people in, have them go through a process, and it didn't cost you and me money in terms of what our tax is being used for, then it would be okay. But there's no respect that's attached to this by many, if not most, of those who are here taking advantage of the opportunities, and the opportunities are dwindling. So maybe in the end this all will take care of itself, because there are limited opportunities. That's why a lot of people have gone back. I think, what, 3-4 million, according to the latest tally, have exited in the past year because they can't make any money here anymore. So you go someplace else and find how to survive. 51 past the hour on the countdown.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Here's Michael Levine, back again on the program. Always good to have him here. He's the president and founder of Levine Communications. Outside his world of writing books and doing a lot of other things, speaking, he has been representing many of the major Hollywood celebrities for a long, long time. Appears on television and radio all the time, talking about the issues of the day and how people ought to better handle things that are tricky. And that's what people who are experts in this field, they really have to have an understanding, or if you will, my father used to call it, Michael, having your fingers on the pulse.
Right.
And getting what it is that people are reading into situations. But before we get to a couple of those items from this week, the fate of Ronnie Chasen, again, the investigation and what was said this week. You have been talking about this since the very beginning. It was not a headline, a major national headline story, until you sort of got a hold of it and treated it in a way that that gave it. We all had questions after you asked the question. Okay, wait a minute. How could this happen? How does a black guy ride his bicycle through Beverly Hills at 12:30 at night and not be chased out by the police? That's the reality. Profiling, like it or not, if you're a black guy riding a bicycle around in Beverly Hills at midnight, you're going to get chased out of town.
You sure, if the police saw you, you sure would. I'll
right.
tell you that.
Yeah.
I know that street very well. That would not go over too well. At 12:30 at night, an African American riding a bike,
it's not going to happen.
not going to happen.
But it did, apparently, because they're buying this theory that the black guy acted alone and was trying to rob Ronnie Chasen, and therefore she said no, or whoever, whatever happened. And he shot her 5 times, and then when confronted, he shoots himself with the same gun. It's almost too clean.
Well, you know what it does tell It tells a story that life is often stranger than fiction, which I think is worth considering. You know, humans are pattern-seeking creatures, mm-hmm. and what we try to do is create stories that make us feel safe and secure. But God, life is bizarre at times.
You know, I'll
God,
tell you.
Is it inexplainable
yep.
and unusual and weird and stranger than fiction?
A fellow who worked for me for 6.5 years on my farm,
yep.
Who had the same birthday as me, and interestingly enough, our connection was that I was, as his English teacher in the 8th grade, somebody that recognized that he had learning problems, and I tried to deal with him. And after we got out of school, I didn't see him for many years, and he ended up working with his brother in a garage, and I had some work done there unbeknownst to me. It was him. Walked in the door one day and saw him. And the bottom line is that he came to work for me on my farm
right.
and left last summer, 54 years old. Last Monday, he was working with his brother on a project, leaned over, picked up something that seemed to be too heavy, thought he pulled out his back, and was miserable for the rest of the day. Finally went to the hospital, walked through the door, dropped on the floor, was dead. He had broken an aneurysm and broke a blood right. vessel in his back or stomach or something and bled to death.
Yep.
And
life is odd.
I mean, I looked at him in a casket last night. I'm thinking, I said, my God, what's wrong with this picture?
Yeah.
It is. So do you think when you get into the world that you have to live in, and some people think you're a manipulator, not you personally, but those who do what you do, you manipulate things in order for them to look better, whether they're true or not. And I've never really asked you this. How do you deal with people that question the veracity of things that you say about people or issues or projects that you're working on, a movie project now, you do that a lot. How do you overcome that question?
Well, my lifelong answer to that is that public relations is much more like gift wrapping. If I came to visit you today and I gave you a gift and I gave it to you in a Tiffany box, in your mind, the gift would have a higher perceived value mm-hmm. than if I gave it to you in a no box or a box of less prestige. And that's true not because you're a fool, but because you and I and everyone we know live in a culture in which we gift wrap everything. We gift wrap our politicians and our corporate heads and our movie and TV stars and even our toilet paper. Every single person listening to the show right now who's ever been on a job interview goes to that interview dressed well.
Yeah, right.
And they go to that interview dressed well because they know that that's a way of gift wrapping their particular package in that situation. Even though if they get hired for that job, they have no intention whatsoever of wearing that same good suit or dress every day to work.
Mm-hmm. It is how you present people, whether they're dead or alive.
Public relations is much more like gift wrapping. So if you want to call gift wrapping manipulation, I think you're certainly free to do that. I don't think that's a particularly fair or honest description
right.
of gift wrapping.
Yeah. All right, there it is, folks. Michael Levine from LCO Online and the author of the LBN e-alert, which is online as well. Lots of very important information from almost every aspect of life. Check it out.